Loving God, we know that you are here, that the flame of your passion is burning bright, that we are striving to be a blessing in your eyes, God. Be with us as we journey with you to the story of Joseph, and we learn about your heart. Amen. So here we are in the fourth week of our Gathering Path series. We started with water, then we moved on to earth. We talked about the dirt. Last week, the topic was wood, and we learned about trees. And today, we're talking about fire. These are the elements of the Eastern tradition of feng shui. This is also why we're sitting in this wonderful circle. We've got one more week of our Gathering Path. I see the look of relief on some of your faces that we will be back in rows after next week. next week, we are talking about metal. And today, as we talk about fire, we hear the story of Joseph. So Joseph was Jacob's son. Jacob, who, as you might recall from a couple weeks ago, after wrestling with the angel through the night, was renamed Israel. Joseph was Jacob's favorite of all his sons. He was the child of Rachel, the first child that Rachel had after a very long time of believing herself to be barren. What we don't hear in the English renditions of this story is that when Jacob made the coat for Joseph, the word in Hebrew doesn't really mean like jacket. It's more like a frock. Joseph was the sweet, delicate, kind of gender-bending child of Israel. Can anyone here relate to being a little sweeter, a little more delicate? I'm looking at you, gentlemen. Tiffany's raising her hand. And for those of you who grew up knowing that you were the special, maybe more sensitive child in the family, if you had siblings, I'm sure that all of your siblings said it is fantastic that you are sensitive and delicate. We're going to go play football, and we totally support your choice to not play football. Right? That's exactly how it happened, gentlemen. Absolutely. No, this tradition of ill treatment of siblings goes back a long way. You all, we were not the first ones to deal with it. So Joseph was 17 years old, and he was a dreamer. He had some really specific dreams, we all know teenagers. Teenagers often say things without, filtering. Yeah, a few of us are raising teenagers, and we know. So when Joseph had a dream, two dreams actually, one in which he's picking grain with his brothers, and all of the grain that his brothers pick bows down to his grain. And then he has another dream in which his father is the sun in the sky, and his mother is the moon, and there are 11 stars for his 11 brothers, and all of the sun and the moon and the stars, they bow down to Joseph. And, probably not the best choice for Joseph to say, hey, I had these dreams in which I am superior to you. The real issue, though, was a power struggle. And yes, these dreams and his choice, Joseph's choice to talk about his dreams in that particular way, added to the power struggle, but the real issue was this coat, this frog, this multicolored garment. I know some of you are now singing songs from Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. I don't blame you, I've been singing them all week in my head. But there's something to that. That coat that made him look a little bit more special, a little more fabulous. A little more delicate. Like this microphone. A little delicate. There we go. Got it. So his brothers did not take kindly to his delicate demeanor, the fact that he was a little bit different, a little light in the step, and they decided to kill him. Unfortunately, still not that different from what many people experience today. So he was flamboyant, he was fancy, he was just too much. And I don't know if anyone here, whether it's that you're too feminine, or you're too masculine, or you're too whatever, I don't know if anyone here has ever been told you're too much. Anyone? Just me? Yeah. We know what it feels like for people to look at us and say, you are too much. Whatever it is that you are, you don't fit in here. So Joseph's siblings decide first they're going to throw him in a pit. And then they decide, hey, might as well make some money out of this deal. And they sell. Ultimately, things work out pretty well for Joseph. That is another sermon for another day. But the journey that Joseph has is not easy. Joseph is different. And we know that when we are different, the journey is not easy. In the poem we heard today from Judy Brown, we hear about fire. We hear that a fire isn't going to burn if we stifle it. What does a fire need to spread? It needs oxygen, it needs space, it needs air. When we are hiding who we are, when we are suppressed, when we're told, you're too much, and we say, yeah, I'm too much, and we stop being us, the fire within us doesn't have the space to grow. You know, in the kids' message, when Jeremiah illustrated for us what growing looks like, what it looks like to have permission to take up space, a lot of us did not receive that message as a kid, that we have permission to grow, to be vibrant, to take up space. The fire grows in the spaces in between. And we occupy those spaces. When we make space to grow, when we make space for each other to grow, we are doing God's work. Joseph was told not to grow, not to be flamboyant, not to have the beautiful coat, not to be himself. He was not given permission to grow. Haven't we all at some point been thrown into a pit or betrayed in some way because of who we are? And I'm not just talking to folks who identify as gay and lesbian. Every single person who's drawn to our church family has incredible stories of not fitting in somewhere else. I feel so honored to be able to hold those stories. And one of our jobs as a church family is to give each other places to grow beyond those stories, to open up the spaces. A couple weeks ago, we committed to something together. We committed that by our 47th anniversary, we were going to have 50 more people in worship every Sunday than we had that day. That day we had about 100 people. So we're going to increase our congregation by 50% in the next year. because we have space to grow. We're going to be bringing in more chairs. Don't worry, you will not run out of seats. There is space for us to grow, and that space we create through loving each other, through saying, I see you, I recognize you, and your coat is fabulous. Your coat is fantastic. Who you are is beautiful and a blessing, and you have a home here to be different, to be exactly who you are. You will not be thrown into a pit or betrayed in this space. We are here to love one another, to nurture one another into these places. We are here to be flaming. Am I right?
Amen.
And that's why we're going to bring our friends here. We're going to bring healing into this space so that church isn't just one more thing that we do because we sort of feel like we should. Church is something that, you know, come Wednesday, you're starting to think, gosh, I cannot wait to see my friends in just a few more days. That's what church is. Church is not just Sunday morning. Church is who we are throughout the whole week. We are here to learn, to grow, and when the world sees us shining, guess what they'll do? They're going to throw us in the pit again. And you know what? It doesn't matter because we're not going to fall in. Because we have each other. The world does try to extinguish your flame when you're burning bright. That is the reality of life. That is what so many of us have experienced again and again. But that is not our destiny. Because we have dreams. And just like Joseph, we learned that when we have our dreams, and we go out and we say, I have this amazing dream, and here is what I have been told. And people say, yeah, that's terrible. That's not good. You're not going to be anything. So we went too many times in our lives, and we said, you know what, you're right. I'm sorry I dreamed. Well, guess what? We're here to nurture each other's dreams. And like that 17-year-old Joseph, who had dreams and told his dreams, and maybe he lacked the little bit of reservation that people learn when they're not 17. The important thing is that he kept dreaming. Like I said, that's a story for another sermon. But his dreams ultimately were his salvation. Ultimately were what made Joseph who he was. Because instead of being taught by the bully not to dream, he went and kept dreaming. And that's what we get to do for each other. We don't have to be sold and taken away. We don't have to be somewhere else. We have found our home. We are here. We are dreaming together, standing up for justice, naming the injustices that happened, creating those spaces, those unclean spaces for healing, for the fire to grow, to claim the reality that we also have a history of people being sold in this country, and it did not turn out well. We can name injustice. We can name inequality. We can name what is wrong, and we can step in and heal. We can step in and say that these people who, in our lives, these people in this room who have been exposed to bullying, to trauma, this is our place to come to heal. The world will not crush us because we are too mighty, we are too beautiful, and I know not everyone here wants to have a fancy prop. And I know some people are jealous that my soul has glitter. So,
yeah.
But here we can come with our glitter, with our joy, with the pain that still exists in us from oppressions that others don't understand. And we come here for healing. and we come here for peace. And we come here knowing that this is our home. That we don't go to church, we are the church. Amen.